Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. I encourage you to check that out. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the lame duck session of Congress because it's a lame duck because they got folks going out and folks coming in, and the balance of power is shifting from 3-0 to 2-1. The White House and Senate is Republican, and the new Congress, the House of Representatives is going to be controlled by the Democrats, majority with the Democrats. So in the meantime, there's a bunch of stuff that needs to get done, and one of those is some health care issues. Karen, what is that all about?
Well, it's true, Jim, and the high cost of health coverage remains a big pain point for small businesses and the self-employed. We saw that in a post-election survey that was released by the Small Business Roundtable that I chair, that showed that health costs was the number one concern of small business owners. So there's been recent reforms advanced by the administration, like association health plans. There'll be changes to health reimbursement.
Can I give you a quick example?
What I was going to say is that those are going to take some time in order for those reforms to make a difference in the marketplace for small businesses. But you go, yes.
I was just going to tell you that our insurance, our family's insurance, was going to go through the roof again, triple what it had been before Obamacare. Now under Obamacare, the Obamacare-laden policy was going to go up again, like another 23%, and not have great coverage. And she now has, we now have options that are under the new opportunities, the new law, the new, that based on the new products that President Trump has made possible, that cuts
like the short term limited
that
duration
cuts that
plan,
by
right?
Two thirds.
Exactly.
Two thirds.
Exactly.
That's, we're talking hundreds.
Exactly.
We're talking hundreds of dollars a month, Karen. And the difference is, folks, is what you and I've been complaining about for a long time, Karen. The difference is no mandates.
Right. Exactly.
That's a real world story. That's my small business being helped by this, Karen. Now go ahead with the rest of it.
No, you're absolutely right. And those are beginning really to hit the marketplace, and more small businesses, and particularly self-employed people, are taking advantage of those, or people that don't have insurance. But there are some other really important things that need to be done. The health insurance tax, the HIT tax, that is a part of Obamacare, really is a tax on the small group market and the individual market. So this hits small businesses hard, really hard. And the current Congress was able to place a one-year moratorium on the HIT tax for 2019, which is coming up. But you know what? That it needs to be repealed, number one. But if we can get extended for another year, which I think is in the cards, then that will make a big difference for small businesses. Because if you only have a one-year moratorium, it sort of gets
comes up real quick.
But then insurance companies have an impact. So the ideal solution is to repeal the HIT tax.
Yep.
But if we're going to do something,
is that possible?
Well,
is that possible in the lame duck session?
You know it is. It's in the works right now.
Has it got to be sixty votes?
Well, this is something that would get stuck in a huge package. You know, like one of those big year-end packages that needs 51.
Yeah.
So, but we're working on that. But also, and the Cadillac tax as well, another extension
for
the medical innovation tax.
What about let's talk about the regulatory improvement.
Here's something.
We've already gotten a lot of regulatory improvement, haven't we?
Yeah, but still, you know, the way they make the sausage in Washington is still 60 years old, right? The process of how they do it. So this is sort of a protective measure for new administrations that come in and want to make new rules and regulations. And we want some small business protections around that, essentially getting small businesses to the table as stakeholders early on in the process to really look at what the impact of that regulation is going to be, cost-benefit analysis, look-back provisions, sunset provisions, a whole range of things that will really protect small business in the regulatory process broadly across all federal agencies. And sort of there's some hope there, and we're pushing on that as well. But, again, that will make a long-lasting impact for
would
small
some,
businesses.
And so some of these would some of these transfer an executive order to a law?
Absolutely. The HIT tax piece, the regulatory improvement piece, as well as, you know, the Jobs Act.
So the president has done his job in giving us some relief, but his all he can do is executive orders, and the Congress can take those and make them and basically codify them, can't they?
We just need the whole process change because it's so old, and so much power and inaccountability is in the regulatory agency.
Right.
And it's so outdated the way that they do regulations that they really hold the cards, the regulators.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, sometimes the regulators, the Congress make, and the Democrats and the Republicans come and go, but the politics of the regulators don't change much, do they?
They absolutely don't. They have a lot of authority to make new rules and regulations based on statutes that are currently on the books. And then, you know, Congress has a role in this, too. They sometimes send them ambiguous, you know, legislation that gives them the authority and the ability, you know, to go crazy on the rulemaking process. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but if at least we can rein in the regulators, modernize, you know, the approach that how they make regulations, that will be a big improvement for small business.
Absolutely. Karen, thanks again. Hold on to that thought. That's a great report she just gave us. Folks, I encourage you to talk to your member of Congress, both sides of the aisle, and tell them to get some of this stuff done for us in the time that's left. When we come back, I want to talk a little politics, a little national politics and the way things are going, some demographic issues. And we're also going to get Karen to remind us about what SBE Council does. It's 10 Till of Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.